It's Thursday, so it's time for our Book of the Week. And this Book of the Week with Mandy Wiener on 702 in Cape Talk is brought to you by Standard Bank Wealth and Investment, the proud sponsors of the Kingsmead Book Fair, Standard Bank It Can Be. Our book is called Now You Know How Mapetla Died, the story of a black consciousness martyr, and it's by historian Zikona Valela. Mapetla Mohapi was a leading member of the Black Consciousness Movement and the first to die in detention in 1976 at the age of 28. And the police produced a suicide note when he died. The note was later confirmed by a British expert as a forgery. And since then, his wife Nochle has worked tirelessly for justice. So in this book, which is described as shocking and necessary, Zikona traces the politics of the time, the convergence of biographies that led to the brutal and tragic death of Mohapi, and the effects on his family too. Zikona, good afternoon to you. Congratulations on the book and thank you for your time. Zikona, are you with us? Okay, we're going to try and get Zikona back. I'm going to ask my producer just to have a chat to her. As I mentioned, the book is called Now You Know How Mapetla Died, the story of a black consciousness martyr. And in the book, it has a look at the story of Mapetla Mohapi. As I said, a leading member of the black consciousness movement. He was the first black consciousness movement to die in detention in 1976. He was just 28 years old. And this is an important story because it highlights a lesser known victim of the apartheid government. So often we see how high profile activists' stories are told, and this is a story of somebody who you may not know. Let's try again with Zikona. Zikona, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, perfect, excellent. So Zikona, you're a historian. Why did you choose this story? I've just been saying as we were trying to get you back that so often we tell the stories of high profile activists. What was it about Mapetla's story that gripped you?
All right. Well, let me start by greeting everyone. Good afternoon to all your listeners and good afternoon to you, Mandy. So I think for me, the most important thing was to kind of bring into focus a hero from the Eastern Cape. I'm from there. I grew up in King Williamstown, Ekonwe, where the Black Consciousness Movement in the Eastern Cape was kind of active, and that was pretty much the center. That's where the SASO and BPC offices were located on 15 Leopold Street. So, you know, it was important for me because, you know, growing up in the, you know, in the democratic dispensation and, you know, the kind of history that, or the kind of narrative that was kind of front and center was that of activists based in the big cities, based in Johannesburg, mobilizing in Soweto. And for me, it was important to kind of expand our narrative to spaces that are often marginalized, to spaces that are unassuming, to show that, you know, the liberation struggle was waged across all parts of our country, and to also encourage other historians like myself who are interested in the smaller spaces to think about your limbobos and so on. So that was pretty much the main thing for me.
And the first part of the book is about Mohapi's life and also about his death. The second part is about his wife and her relentless pursuit of answers. And you focus very much on her story too. And that is important in the sense that so often we don't tell the stories of the family left behind, women that fight for answers.
Absolutely, Mandy. I mean, the story of Mapetla, I think, is very impossible without Nohle's fight. You know, and one example I often tend to give is the inquest. In order to highlight this, is the inquest took place 45 years ago in 1977 at the Magistrates Court in King Williamstown. And when I, you know, conducted my research trying to gather kind of, you know, evidence around this, you know, the Magistrate Court informed me that documents don't older than 10 years aren't kept. But, you know, Mam Nohle didn't just end at the inquest. She took it further through court heard at the High Court in Makanda. And High Court documents, especially particularly judgments, are kept in the law reports. And so just that very refusal to accept the lies of the state is what allows us to even have some form of evidence of even the court process. So it was important for me to tell this story. She opens the TRC in 1996 with her testimony. So I think it was important to highlight the work of women in keeping not only the memories of their partners alive, but also their stories and their own contributions. She was Steve Biko's secretary. She was detained the same day that Steve Biko was detained on 18 August 1977, and that story is not told. So it was important for me to highlight the work and contribution of women.
Ozikona, I'm sorry we don't have more time to speak to you because there's so much more to unpack with this book, but well done and thank you for such an important book. Zikona Valela is the author of Now You Know How Mapetla Died. It's the story of a Black consciousness martyr. And as it is described, a shocking and necessary book that raises some key issues there. So that's our book of the week. And the greatest contribution a country can make towards its future is investing in the literacy of its youth. Standard Bank Wealth and Investment understands this, which is why they have been sponsoring the Kingsmead Book Fair since 2018. Standard Bank Wealth and Investment would like to thank everyone involved in making this year's event such a huge success, from the organizers and volunteers to the authors, facilitators, and every visitor who attended. Special thanks to those who donated books for disadvantaged schools. Wonderful things do happen when book lovers meet. Standard Bank, it can be.